Thank you,
welcome your comments.
Thank you, Mr. President. I will try to keep our comments brief in the interest of time. We wanted to just welcome the renewed focus on encouraging and supporting the establishment of national mine action platforms, which we believe are an essential element of successful national mine action programs, and which serve to improve coordination and implementation of the convention, in particular for Article 5. So we like the recommendation for the Committee on Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance to provide support to states to establish those platforms. We'd like to also repeat our suggestion that affected states may benefit from the elaboration by the Committee on the Enhancement of Cooperation and Assistance and the Committee on Article 5 Implementation to elaborate templates for annual and multi-year survey and clearance work plans and for annual and multi-year budgets for Article 5 implementation. Such templates would be optional, but could help support some affected states to better communicate their plans and needs. We are disappointed not to see any proposal for the introduction of a focal point or focal points on the environment into the coordinating committee, as we believe that state parties must take ownership of this important topic, which will only grow in prominence over the next 5 years. If there's no reference to the environment or climate change in any of the mandates of the coordinating committee members, we fear that the topic will not receive the attention that it warrants in the work of the convention and the treaty meetings. And finally, with respect to the comment we made on compliance, we do note that at present, the mandate of the Committee on Cooperative Compliance, paragraph 3 only currently refers to Article 1.1 of the Convention, but we suggest that that should be expanded to include the whole of Article 1 of the Convention. I thank you.